In his State of the State speech, Governor Brownback acknowledged the need to spend $600 million more on public schools in order to comply with an order from the Kansas Supreme Court. But he also spelled out several demands, among them a high school graduation rate of 95%, and 75% of graduates would have to go on to complete college, tech school, or enter the military. And all of this because Kansas taxpayers have a right to demand that their money produces results. In essence, the governor is saying, if you take this much money, you better produce these results. Unfortunately, the school systems of Kansas and across America, both K-12 and higher ed, are more than willing to oblige. Sort of, anyway. There is already evidence that if you command it, it will happen. Both the United States and Kansas have already seen an increase in high school graduation. Before the year 2000, the graduation rate was less than 70%. Now, it's nearly 85%. That's an amazing increase in students earning a diploma on time. If only it was true. Immediately, Education Week and other news sources probed into this miracle and discovered widespread creativity in producing those results. Some underperforming students were shifted into alternate schools and were not counted. School districts also incorporated GEDs into their figures and sometimes found methods to graduate students who rarely attended or completed classwork. Perhaps you heard a National Public Radio report that cautioned that while some improvement may have been made by stepping in early to keep kids on track, these new figures likely reflect something else, a lowering of the bar and gaming the system by moving likely dropouts off the books and transferring or misclassifying them. In Kansas, my teacher contacts reported a range of situations, from having to pass students who did no classwork or homework, to mandated grading scales where zero performance starts at 50% on a 90-80-70 grading scale. But by far the most common inflationary tactic, and it is fairly widespread, is to have all students who received a D or F repeat the test or exercise, often using the exact same test, until students achieve a C or better. And that graduates students who would have otherwise flunked out. It helps achieve an image of school improvement that brings accolades from higher administrators, politicians, and the community at large. In doing this, we are deceiving ourselves. If more students were genuinely doing better academically to merit high school graduation, we would also see an increase in the ACT, the SAT, and the National Assessment of Education Progress scores all across the nation. Instead, those scores are dropping. And what about higher education? Unfortunately, the rigor at many public colleges and universities is already being eroded. In some cases, faculty who have assigned many D's, F's, or had students withdraw have been called on the carpet to be asked by administrators, "What are you going to do about it?" Tenure positions are being lost. Instead, adjunct or part-time instructors are hired on a year-by-year basis. With no job security, they know that they must give higher grades if they want to be rehired. So, Governor, if you want 95% high school graduation and 75% post-graduation completion, just give us a little time. Simply put, when state and national leaders demand improved educational outcomes, there is no shortage of administrators who are willing and able to provide that success. Now, if you want those high school diplomas and those college degrees to actually mean something, well, that's a different matter altogether.